It's sometimes hard to be smarter than a machine. This is Dr. Herbert O'Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. It's sometimes hard to be smarter than a machine. I have some chips that I bought, or that we bought, or that Chrissy and Sybil and OK bought in London. And they're chips with 15, 17, whatever, gigabytes of space on them. And they're very nice. They're just really very excellent. And so, for a year now, I have been attempting to put my talks on the chip. Just take one chip at a time, then I duplicate on the others. And every time I would put things on the chip would say, it's full. And yet there was 35, there's lots of space available. And so I'd erase it and start over again. And when I'd erase it and start over again, then everything started to be good and beautiful. And then I took it into this was in the Apple. I finally got it to pick up the stuff in Apple. Then I put it into my PC, and my PC said, you stick that thing in here, and we're going to be very unhappy. You're going to make your PC very unstable. You're going to make your PC not work right. It's not going to function properly, and so forth, because it's an untried program. And I said, okay. So I stuck it in there and ran it through its course, and it finally said finish. And it's okay. And it didn't kill anything that I know about. Now, maybe a lot of things in there have been killed because I stuck that in there. But it was just a simple, beautiful chip that had the ability to hold all that stuff. So I took the chip after I had loaded all of them, and I put it onto my Apple, and all of them said, good, good, good. I worked just fine. I worked just fine. And then I put them one by one on my PC, and I checked them out on the PC to make sure they worked there too, because the people who are receiving the chips more than likely have PCs than Apples. And one said, wonderful, you can do it on both. And I practiced back and forth, and I did it on both. Then I took the second chip, practiced back and forth, and did it on both. Then I took the third chip. It worked great on the Apple, but on the PC, it did not want to work. I had changed it over so that it could be read by the PC, which was by itself a very unique and difficult task, but it wouldn't play the Apple programs. It wouldn't play the Apple's MP3s. They're all MP3s, so there's nothing unusual for anything. It should have been perfectly okay for any one of them to play, because I put it all into MP3 format. A little bigger than I'd like. I like the ASX format, because that's just, I could put thousands of them on there. Whereas with the MP3 format, I can only put hundreds of them on there. But nonetheless, I got about 500 talks on the chip for them. Now, I sent the chips off to them because I had spent a year thinking about this off and on, trying to figure it out, reading up on it wherever I could. I finally got two to work somewhat. They work good. They didn't get all the stuff on it like, but they work good. And then the one wouldn't work PC, but it worked Apple. So I sent that, and I said to Chrissy and Sybil, and okay, here we are. The one PC I sent to Sybil, and one PC and one Apple I sent to Chrissy. And I said, Chrissy, if you don't like this way, you can just erase the Apple and copy over the PC onto the Apple, and you're in business. And I wasn't sure whether they had an apple for them to play with or not. But it's interesting to do this. The gadget that I was working with, the chip, said it might not work. It might mess everything up. It might do everything. And for a year, I believed it. But I figured it shouldn't be that way because it said it's for PC and Apple. And so I put it on and did it. Now, a lot of times, I'm not trying to make this sound like a success story because it's only the half success story. But a lot of times we get the point of view that things won't work and things shouldn't work because it's not from an accepted vendor, it's not from an accepted authority, it's not from someone who's been approved by this or that, and that may very well be. It may very well be that something is not approved, but there should be no reason why it shouldn't work because it's just a matter of finding out what its format is. Now, to find out what the format is on that chip for me was a little more challenging than I had time to give it. And I'm sure I could have figured it out and given time, but it was a little more than I wanted to give it. And everyone I asked did not know the answer. I asked my webmaster, he didn't know the answer. I asked my staff here on campus, and they didn't know the answer. In fact, they didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. And this is how things are a lot of times. Nobody wants to put their 2 cents in, where their 2 cents may just be the 2 cents that turn the key. But that's okay. If people don't want to be experimental and try things and experiment and have things be done, they'll never know. We have a special oxygen program for Ingeborg, and she takes this oxygen. She did this years ago, and it was helpful to her, but then she got tired of wearing it, so she said she didn't like it. And so she was sort of half on, half off of her oxygen level over these years or so. But now she found out from her doctor that her oxygen is so low that she is not producing the right amount of oxygen in her body to give her a happy experience, that it takes away her energy, it takes away her zing of living. So she took some oxygen, and immediately she felt alive and alert and fantastic and enthusiastic about life. Now, we can say all we want, I won't do this because it's not comfortable. I won't do this because it's not fun. I won't do this. But if we do it and it functions for us and gives us energy, great. We have the ability to have many experiments in our life, many opportunities in our life to have enjoyable experiences if we want to take them. However, if we don't want to take them, then we'll go without that experience. Now, on the internet, we can read from morning to night, through the night, and on for 100 days, all the possibilities that people have come up with for pills to take care of problems. And there's new pills with stuff from Africa, new pills with stuff from the Aztec Indians, new pills with stuff from from China and from India and from Japan, new pills with stuff from Mongolia, new pills with stuff from Switzerland. That is the major contributor to most of this. New pills with all sorts of stuff. The Swiss are doing great things. They're cutting off the people's heads and putting a new head on, and things are working just fine. It's amazing. They're doing that with rabbits and snakes and rats and stuff like that. They haven't come around to people yet. But that'd be interesting to see what happens. How would you like it if you had your brain with all of your experience and your wisdom and your genius, and you were able to put your head on another body, maybe a nice young body? Or if you could take your brain and remove it and put it into the brain of a nice young body. But who's going to give up their body? Interesting, isn't it? And how do you know what that body has that's going to in later life be not so pleasant? You just never know. It's just better to start training and cleaning up your own body. Now, we're going to have all this stuff from all over. And we're going to try it. We're going to buy it. We're going to use it. And at first, we're going to think that it works because we paid so much money for it, we didn't want to say we were stupid. And so, we use it. But then we go into our closet and we begin to look at what we haven't thrown away because we only used a third of a $25 order. We only used a fifth of a $100 order and things like that. So we just have them in our closet. And we think to ourselves, nobody knows this except us. Well, we'd be surprised how many mice know it. And everybody knows it. When will we start realizing that all of these things are good? All of these pills are good. All of these things are wonderful. All we have to do is one thing to make them work. And we don't know how to do that. We don't know how to turn the latchkey to make it work, to open the door, to let it function. The way to make it work is by saying, Ich weiß, I know, I know. Ich weiß, ich weiß, ich weiß, ich kann. I know, I know, I know, I know I can. And when you say that, then you have turned the key for any experience you want. You can take some salt and put it on your fingertip and lick it, and it'll make you well. You can take some pepper and put it in a teaspoon and have maybe a teensy-weensy bit of pepper and take it and eat it, and it makes you feel all warm inside and all hot inside and all cleansed inside. The Mexicans have been doing that for years in their hot spices. We can do all these things. Well, do they believe it? Oh, yes. Does it work for them? Oh, yes. Would it work for us? No. Why wouldn't it work for us? Because we don't believe it. We do not believe all of these things. They tell you about the red wine and how it's so good for you, and how it's good for you to drink wine. It's good for you to drink a coffee. It's good for you to drink tea. It's good for you to drink beer. It's good for you to drink one or two cocktails a day. It's good for you to do that. And fine. You believe that, and you can do it, and you'll live to be your 75 years. You'll live to be whatever age you want to live. But is it good for you? You know, all we have to do is historically look at one thing, and it'll drive us up the wall and call us absolutely crazy. When we were in high school, in elementary school, in fact, they were doing it. But when we were in elementary school, we would take a dime and put it in a glass, or put it in a little bowl, and put some Coca-Cola on it. And we would watch the dime disappear as the Coca-Cola ate it up. The acids in the Coca-Cola and the dime matched each other, and they ate it up. They still will today. But what is the most prosperous, the most prominent soft drink company in the world? Coca-Cola. Everywhere. It's coming out in new colors. It's coming out. And why was it they always had it in glass bottles? Because it could be most potent then. But later, they made them take certain things out of the Coke, like cocaine, and a very, very strong thing. But isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting? We tell ourselves that it's good for us. We feed it to our kids. We feed liquor and wine to our kids. Why is it that they won't let you, they tell you, do not give liquor to children under a certain age, you know. I don't know what age that would be, like under the age of 150 or something like that, maybe. But don't give liquor to them. Because of what? Because it doesn't allow their organs to grow properly. Because it poisons them. Because it does all sorts of things. Because it pickles them. It annihilates them. But yet we keep on doing it. And we feel we know better. I know some of you listening to me right now feel that you know better and that there's certainly nothing wrong with any amount of liquor or any amount of these things that are detrimental to life. But we do it. We tell ourselves that. We tell ourselves that over and over and over again, and then we wonder why we have problems. Many parents give their little children beer. And the little children get tipsy, and the parents say, "Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute?" They don't realize that when they give their children beer, when they give their children alcohol, the children are having this stimulus going into their body and destroying the functioning of certain organs and actions and functions of their body, which are necessary for their happy growth. And in Italy and Spain, what do? They drink wine like it's going out of business. And wine is an alcohol. And they drink it. Oh, yes, it's a small amount. But, hey, little amounts add up when you drink a lot of it. Can you get drunk on wine? Mm-hmm. You sure can. Now, how can you do that? How can wine inebriate you? Well, it does. There are so many things in our world, there are so many things in our life that we know better and yet we do it. We know better and yet we participate in it and we activate it in our life. Why do we do it? Because we think we know better. When will we wake up? When will we wake up and say, whatever is for my highest and best, I partake of. Whatever is for my highest and best, I partake of. And when our buddies say, come on, let's go and smoke, or let's drink, or let's do this, and you say, thanks, but I hate that stuff. I hate that stuff. I hate the way that tastes. You can say that. You can say to your buddies, I hate the way it tastes, and they'll understand. They'll say, okay, you hate the way it tastes, I understand. But if you say, no, my mama told me not to, or my daddy told me not to, or it's not good for me, or it's just, you just hate it. If I say to you, would you like to have some more ice cream? And you say, I'd love it, but I'm full, I couldn't eat another bite. Well now, is that respected? You had one spoonful, and you're full. Well, maybe that's all it takes. And maybe that's too much. But the thing is, be able to stand up for yourself for all areas of life. And then you too will be able to match wits with the machine and come up the winner. For in truth, who designed the machine?
Hi.
Yeah, you did. Can you match wits with it?
Yeah.
Sure can. It just takes a little moment and you can do it wonderfully. Well, if the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't fit, throw it out. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Love you.